Okay, let's go. Nun Vav Mabes. Nun Vav Mabes, we are three lines from the bottom. Nun Vav Mabes. Remember, we were talking about a Tosefta that was brought on Nun Vav Mabes, which describes the layout of the Ari Levium. We're talking about two different halacha contexts on these dafim. We're talking about the Tchum Shabbos, which is 2,000 amos outside of every city, of every edge of every city, and that's what this parak is all about. How do you measure from where the 2,000 amos start? But besides that, the Gemara brought in another halacha contest, that is the structure of the Ari Levium. We know there's a mitzvah for the Ari Levium to have, not a mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of the Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't get their own portions, so they got instead 48 cities, six of which were Ari Miklat. They were all collates, the Gemara's in Makos explained. But the Gemara describes how there was a certain area right outside the city that should be left open for the noy of the city, for the beauty of the city, called the Migrash. And beyond that, so then you could plant orchards and vineyards beyond that. That's the Ari Levium. You have the city, you have the Migrash, you have other areas to plant, but that's all part of the structure of the Ari Levium. Outside of that, you'd have your Tchum Shabbos for the Ari Levium. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is separately talking about Tchum Shabbos versus the Tchum of the Ari Levium. So the Tosefta had said that the Migrash is 1,000 amos out. This was the middle of Nun Vav Mabez. The Migrash is 1,000 amos out, and it forms a quarter of the area. That was the problem, because the statement of the Tosefta was the Migrash was 1,000 amos out, and it forms a quarter of the area. So how does it form a quarter of the area? So we did answer number one yesterday. That was, we figured out how it's really, if you add up all the cubes, all the squares of the area that we saw in the pictures, it comes up to be 36 altogether, including the city. And then if you end up making a circular city in the middle, and that ended up being the area was 9, so 9 out of 36 was an area of a quarter. And now we're going to have three other answers, three other pshatim in figuring out exactly what's the pshat of the Tosefta. So Abaya Omar, answer number two. First answer was Rava. Second answer is Abaya. Abaya Omar, Mishkachas lo nami b'masad habi alfa ba'alfa. Right, you don't have to say that the city was 2,000 by 2,000 amos, as was suggested by Rava, but maybe the city is 1,000 by 1,000 amos. So if you look in, have this in picture number 206, the city is 1,000 by 1,000, instead of 2,000 by 2,000. It's a much smaller city. So the tchum, so what does the Gemara say? Tchum in kavahami tamanya. So what's the area, what's the square area of the tchumen around it? So that's the brown boxes directly north, south, east, west. So that now those are only 1,000 wide, because the city's only 1,000 wide, but it still goes 2,000 amos out. So it goes 2,000 amos out, because that is the entire amount of the tchum that the Torah says that the Ari Levium get. So two by one is 2 million. So each of those boxes of the tchum is 2 million square amos. So you have 8 million square amos in tchum. Kronos kamahavi. And what about the corners? The corners, which again you have to square off. Here the corner boxes are going to be the same size. They're going to be 2 million by 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. Why? Because again, as we always say, you have to square off and make an even in the corners. So even though the tchumen boxes are skinnier than 1,000 by 2,000, but the corner ones, in order to square off the two tchumen boxes that you have, you have to equalize them out. So that's why each of those cubes in the corner of the chronos is going to be, again, 4 million square amos, 2,000 by 2,000 amos. So you have 16 altogether, 16 million square amos of the chronos. So 16 plus 8 is 24. So you have, including the Tchumen and the Kronos around the city, is 24 million square amos. Fine. That's going to be the Tchum. So what about the ratio? How much is the Migrash here? How far is the Migrash? Because again, our ultimate goal is to figure out how the Migrash can be a quarter of the total area. Here, the total area, we're working with a number of 32. So now, Dal Arba'ah de Tchumen va'Arba'ah de Kronos. So if you look in the picture, so each little cube is 1 by 1. Each is 1,000 by 1,000. So that's, and there are 8 little cubes in the Tchum of the Kronos and the chronos. So if you add those up, so that equals 8 million square amos. Kama havi tamanya. So Gemara asked Tilta have. So if the tchum, here the migrash, I'm sorry, the migrash is 8 million square amos, and the total we just said is 32, so that's not a quarter. It's not a quarter, that's a third. So again, kasha, how does it work out? So the Gemara answers again, mi savris beribua kamar. Beigulakamar. Who says again, we're talking about a square city, we're talking about a circular city, as the next picture has in picture 207. We're talking about a circular city with a circular migrash around it. And as we've said, what's the rule? The Gemara assumes that a circle inscribed in a square is always a quarter less area. So if we just had 8 out of 24, so now we're going down, you go to 6 out of 24. 6 out of 24 is a quarter. Kama Maruba Yasser Ala Agul Raviya. How much is a square's area more than the circle is a quarter? So Tal Raviya, take away a quarter. Pasha Lahushi says you're left with 6. Vishisa Mechav Dalad Riva Have. So that's the second shot of what the Tosefta means by the Migrash area is going to be a quarter. A quarter of what? So the first two pshatim of Abai and Rava is that it is a quarter of the total area surrounding the city. And the question is, what city are we talking about? Rava says we're talking about a city that's 2,000 by 2,000. And Abai works it out that it could even be talking about a case of 1,000, a city that's 1,000 by 1,000 square amos. Okay, two pshatim of what the Tosefta was talking about. Answer number 3, Ravina Amar, my Ravia, Ravia Ditchumen. Ravina says, no, it's a different pshat totally. What's Ravia, Ravia Ditchumen? Says Ravina, and you look at the top Tosfos for a second, Kasavar De'ein Migrash Lekronos. Says Ravina, there was only Migrash when, if you look at picture number 208, Ein Migrash Lekronos means the Migrash, the Halach of Ari Leviim, the Migrash is only on the sides of the city, north, south, east, west. The whole Halacha of Kronos doesn't apply to Migrash. It only applies to Tchum. So you don't have to square off the outside. So if you only have Migrash on the right, just the outside, we're talking about a city of 2,000 by 2,000. First of all, sorry, I forgot to mention that. Right, just we're going back to the original Kimta. So if 2,000 by 2,000, so the original number was 32. That's if you add up all of the area to get the Tchum. But the Migrash, there's no Migrash on the Kronos, on the diagonal. There's only Migrash directly north, south, east, west. So that's 8. So 8 out of 32, that itself is a quarter. Right, so that's the halacha of Rava, that he has the Masorah, that the Migrash of the Ari Leviim does not go onto the Kronos. Ravashi Amar, a fourth answer. Ravashi is just the opposite of Ravina. My Ravia, Ravia de Kronos. Says Ravashi, no, there was only a Migrash on the Kronos. Tosas again explains this on top. Adarabba, right? There was no Migrash next to the city. There was only a Migrash in these blue boxes, surrounded by blue, and the Kronos. So that's what is being referred to. Aye, and what does it mean? A revia, a quarter? So says, explains Rashi in Ravashi, says Rashi in Ravashi, that if you take each one of the corner Kronos, so one quarter of those corners is going to be Migrash. That's what's being referred to in the Tosefta. One quarter of the larger Kronos, of those large red boxes, so a quarter of those is going to be Migrash, one for each corner. But there's only Migrash, that's his Masorah, that there's only a Migrash on the corners and not directly next to the city. Okay, so those are the four pshatim and how to interpret the Tosefta that was quoted from the end of Erechin. So the Tosefta is so Erechin. Almost every Mesechta has Toseftas in the back, right? Even Mesechta Zerayim has Toseftas, and every Mesechta has Toseftas after the Mesechta. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, Ravina who gave answer number 3, asked Ravashi, who just gave answer number 4. You Ravashi who say that the Migrash is only on the corners? That's unusual. V'hasaviv k'siv. It says that the Migrash has to be saviv, it has to be around the city. So what do you mean? This is on each corner. So my saviv to Krono says no, says Ravashi, no. You know what saviv means? Saviv means around the on the corners. That's what saviv means. Why? Dilote mahachi. If you don't say saviv as a reference to the corners, I got a kasha. Gabe ola dechsin. If you look in the first parak of Vayikra, parak hey, that's where it's talking all about the karbanos. Parak aleph is all about the karban ola. You have a parak about the shlamim. You have a parak about the chatas. All the different rules and regulations of the karbanos. By the karban ola, what does the pasuk say? Vizarku es hadam al hamizbeach saviv. You sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach around, and hachanami saviv mamish. If you want to say Ravashi, that saviv means around, really? So what about here? We know it doesn't mean around. Why? What's the halacha by karban ola? We know that by every karban, there's different halachas of sprinkling, different halachas of zrika. Zrika is one of the ikar avoda when it comes to karbanis behema. There are dalad avodos of a behema. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Shchita, shechting the animal. Kabbalah is catching the dam. Halacha is walking the dam to the mizbeach. And zrika is sprinkling on the mizbeach. The kapara happens, when is the kapara take effect when the sprinkling occurs. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, those are the four avodos of an animal. Shechita, by the way, can be done by Yisrael. Shechita k'sher bizarre, says the Gemara. Major machlokas, is there a lachachila for a kohen to do it? Is there a lachachila for the Bailam to do it? A lot of makoros on each side, but that's shechita. Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Zrika must be done by the kohen. Parallel, just as a side, parallel by shechitas oaf, parallel, you also have Dalal Avodos, but instead of Shechita, you have what's called Malika. You have Malika, which the Kohen uses his fingernail in order to kill the animal, and not Shechita. Malika is not allowed to be done by Kechulin, and Shechita is not allowed to be done by Ophos of Karbanos. It's a special din. So you have Malika, Kabbalah, Holach, Azrika, when it comes to birds. But either way, so you go to, so Shechita, Kabbalah, Holach, Azrika, so you get to the Mizbeach, so how do you sprinkle? So every Karban has its rules and regulations. Some Karbanos are above the Chut HaSikra. The Chut HaSikra is the line in the middle, going up, in the middle, going around the Mizbeach. So some Karbanos are sprinkled above, some Karbanos are sprinkled below. The Karban Chatas has the most specific type of sprinkling. For a lot of, when we do Masech HaZvachim, that'll be a lot of symbolism to that. The Karban Chatas has to be sprinkled on each corner. You got to go to each corner and sprinkle. You got to sprinkle with your finger. You got to sprinkle on every corner above the Chut HaSikra. The Karban Ola, Karban Shlamim, and others don't require above. They require below the Chut HaSikra. But by a Karban Chat, by a Karban Ola, what is it? It says Saviv. The Saviv in the Torah. So what does it mean? It means you sprinkle on two opposite corners. Two opposite corners, so the blood kind of splashes on each side of the Mizbeach. If you sprinkle on the northeast and the southwest corner, might have been the other two that were used, so I don't remember. Southeast and northwest corner, but either way, you sprinkle on the corner, and then the blood sprinkles on each side. So that's a kiyum of Saviv. That's Bahalacha. That's what's called Shtayim Shehin Arba, right? If you say we say Ezeo Makoman every day. It's Shtayim Shehin Arba when it comes to the Karban Ola. But the Chathas doesn't work, Shtayim Shehin Arba. You have to mamish go on Dal and Kronos. And Kronos on top, that's the Chathas. The Ola is Lomata Michut HaSikra, but it has to be on opposite quarters, but it's Shtayim Shehin Arba. So says Rav Ashi, over there doesn't mean you have to go all the way around. Where's the double S sprinkled? On the corners. So too here, the Migrash is on the corners. So that's Saviv. Ela, my Saviv, Saviv the Kronos. What does it mean over there? Saviv of the Kronos. Saviv of the Kronos. Just like Saviv by the Mizbeach means on the corner, Mamish. And you sprinkle. Again, you get the kiyum of both sides because it goes to both parts. So to here, the Migrash is on the corner, though the Torah says the word Saviv. So I quoted this interesting Malbim. Interesting Malbim in Vayikra. On that pasuk of Saviv, the Malbim says that the Torah uses two different words to describe when the Torah wants you to go around in a certain halacha, or just for description. He named me Lashon Saviv. I'm sorry, where does he start? He says, where is it? Jesh Hevdel Bein Pa'al Hekif Ubein Pa'al Saviv. The word hakafa, hekif, going around, has a different connotation, says the Malbim, than Saviv. Shepal Hekif Hunach B'yichud Al Hekif HaShalem. Hekif, that verb is always used to mean an entire orbit, entire going around. Like a hakafa, yeah, hakafas. So you have some hakafas, you go all the way around. The hakafa is lahakif. That's to go all the way around. Avapal sivev, yavo lefamim gamal hekif abilti shalim. But the verb lesavev sometimes refers to not a full revolution. It refers to part hakaf, savev, to go around. I'll meet you on the other side. Savev. Kamo, as it says, vayachru svivos hayar. When the Mitzrayim looked for water, by Makas Dam, it says they searched svivos hayar. That means they went all the way around the yar looking. No, it means they went in a few places to check if there was water. Shelo chafru behekif saviv. V'chein usvivos beis elokim yalinu ki aleihem mishmeres. Pasuk Dibrei Hayamim. That the Levium guarded, Mishnayos in Tamid talk about this, or in Amidos, that where did the Levium guard every night? So it says that they guarded Saviv the Beis HaMikdash. So again, they had a Levi all the way around. No, Levium lo shamru, rak al pidos, harabayis, v'azara, v'asharam. The Mishnayos describe exactly, Mishnayos in Tamid describe where they sat. The only time that Saviv would for sure mean going all the way around, if you have a double Lashon in Tanakh, says the Malbim. Sometimes you have both. when it comes to when they surrounded Yericho, it says Vesabos was Eir Hekif, they surrounded it totally, etc. So that's what he says. He says we say Sobu Sion Vahakifuah, we say in the Yom. So therefore you have both Lashonos. But again, this is the Malbim Kedarka Bakodesh. Many times in Tanakh, if you find some Rishonim, sometimes they'll take the approach of Kafel Ha'inyan B'milim Shonos. So you'll find the double Lashon in Tehillim, in a Pasuk, and the Radak and others will say, it means the same thing, it's just for emphasis. Kafel Ha'inyan B'milim Shonos. The Malbim came out every time will say, no, there's a different connotation to the word. And beautifully he'll describe what David HaMelech means by this word, by that word. But that's the godless of the Malbim. Okay. Again, the Malbim is known for his Pirush on Tanakh. Malbim knew other as well. We know all in the beginning, Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah is always quoting the Arts of Sachayim. The Arts of Sachayim. That's the Malbim. Aleph Reish Tzadik Hei. In the Mishnah Berurah is the Arts of Sachayim. We only have him through Simon Mem or Mem Aleph, because that's all he got to write. But he felt that he wanted also dedicated his life to writing a commentary on Tanakh. But the Malbim was one of the Gedolei Ador. Okay. Continues to go. So again, that's Saviv. So here, Saviv, we said according to the Malbim, Saviv does not mean all the way going around. So that fits into here. That Saviv is on the corners doesn't mean fully going around. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Chaviv. So we had four answers, and we just had a Ha'ara on the fourth answer. Amalei Rav Chaviv Mechozna L'Rav Ashi. Rav Chaviv, he says to Rav Ashi. And again, when you first read this Gemara, you're like, oh, so this is going to be a comment on Rav Ashi, which was the fourth answer. But the Mefarshim point out, if you look at the Meiri here, the Meiri says, no, the Talmud of Rav Ashi was just trying to understand the first two answers. The first two answers of Rava and Abaya. So that's what he's about to ask, because we're going to see he didn't really understand that how we already have the Ukimta, which is going to be the answer of the Gemara. But says the Meiri, that's how you have to understand, as we'll see. So Amalei Rav Chaviv Bechazor Rav Ashi, asking on the first answer. Remember the first answers? It was talking about, you have the square city, you have the city in the middle, and you have measuring the Tchum, not the Tchum of the, not the quarter of the Kronos, or of the, of the Tchumin. Says the Gemara, Vahika Mursha de Karnasa, asks the Talmud to Rav Ashi, one second. If you have a square city in the middle, and I'll read you the Lashon of the Meiri. If you have a square, Umashikshul Rav Ashi, Vahika Mursha de Karnasa, Lol Divri Rav Ashi Hikshu, Ela Talmido, Haya Vashalus Vekosav, he didn't know. Vuchozer to what Rav Ada said above, that the Migrash is measured be eagle, right? Up above the first answer, we ultimately said that the Migrash was measured in a circle. So asks the Talmud, he didn't know that you made the city into a circle also. So he originally thought that the city was square, and you still measured the Migrash 1,000 amos around. So the Talmud is bothered that picture a square inside a circle at the corner, and you have the distance. From the side of the square to the outside of the circle is 1,000 amos, like the Migrash is supposed to be. But if you go to a corner of the square and then go to the side of the circle directly, that's going to be less than 1,000 amos. Meaning, because a little bit inside the square is going to be, if you want to have it 1,000, you're going to have to go a little bit into the square. So asks the Talmud, you don't have 1,000 amos Migrash around this square city inside your circular Migrash. You have the Mursh of the Karnasa, that means the little corners of the square that are inside the square that are outside a circle if you would draw a circle inside the square. But ask the Talmud, so how could you figure out a Migrash around a square city? So Rav Ashi answers, no, we had a Nukimta already. But Masi Igulta, we answered that already, that you have a circular city inside a circular Migrash. The Talmud says, Vahariv Uha, don't we say that whenever you figure out a Tchum, you square it? So Rav Ashi says, no. Eimer dam rina chazina and kamad demir baribue. Fine. Halachically, legally, you view, in order to get your outer tchum, you square it in order to get to the 2,000 amos. But to get to the migrash of a circular city, then you have a circular migrash. Vada mirabana. Do you actually square it and build square walls around it? No. It's a halachic idea, says Rav Ashi to his Talmud. That's what the, And that's why how the Miri explains that the Talmud just didn't understand the Ukipta that we had before, but it's like the horror that somebody made at the end of Shir yesterday. The Migrash goes by the shape of the city, circular Migrash. The Tchum, the 2,000 amos outside, you square it. That's the halacha of Tchum, which is a Tchum Shabbos, and it also goes to Tchum of the Ari Levim, that the outer 2,000 amos go by a square. Okay. Next, Amalei Rav Chani La'i Mechos Nol Rav Ashi. We're almost at the Mishnah. Hang in there. So Rav Chani La'i says to Rav Ashi, Michdi, Kamim Ruba Yeser La'igil Revia. Go back now. We're going to comment now on the first Ukimta. If you want to look back, remember the original picture 203. Picture 203, where we said if you, instead of drawing a diagonal straight out from the middle box, right, 2,000 amos, instead of doing that, you put a square of 2,000 by 2,000 in the corner. And that saved us, the Gemara said, 800 amos. We got another 800 amos in the top, in the corners, because you didn't go straight out from the corner, but you went up and you built the box there. So ask the Gemara on that. Again, Rabbi Chinalei Mei Chosnal Ravashi, again, misunderstood a principle of the Gemara. Michti, kamam ruba yeser ala eagle, revia, haven't we had the yesod many times till now, that if you have a circle inscribed in a square, the circle is a quarter less area than the square. So ask Rav Chaniloi, hani t'man yemeya. You say you only add on 800? But one second. If you have your diagonal shooting out 2,000 amos diagonally, and you have another 800 beyond that, that's as much as you add. But one second, 2,000 amos, if that's the diagonal, shouldn't the extra area be a quarter? Because didn't we say that a circle is always a quarter less an area than the square? So why is it 800? Shisma v'shisin v'sheva nichi tiltahave. It should be 666 and 2/3. Nichi always means minus. Nichi tiltahave. So it's 667 minus 1/3. 666 and 2/3, which is a quarter. I'm sorry, which is a third of 2,000, which once you add it all up, so the extra area will be a quarter. So says the Gemara, one second, Amar Lehi, Hani Mili Be'igulim Igo Rebua. No, what's the Gemara's Yisod? When you have an entire circle inside a square, that's where the area of the square is a quarter more than the area of the circle. But what do you have here? Here you don't have it. Here you have a piece of a circle going into a square, and you're talking about drawing a diagonal going out. That's a different principle. Avo balachsona, when you're just drawing a diagonal from the corner of a square going to its middle, being its fey. No, then there's even more area that's going to be involved, because the diagonal is longer than the sides of the square. Right? The amar mar call amsa bribua, every side of your square of an ama, amsa v'chechum shiba alachsona, is going to be an ama and 2/5, which is 1.4. Right? The diagonal is going to be 1.4 compared to the sides of the square. So what are you bringing me? Principle. You have to be a quarter more. That's only if you have an entire circle put inside a square. But if you just have one diagonal going out, of course the area beyond might be more, and that's how it could be 800 and not 666 and 2/3. Okay, so that was all giving pshat of the Tosefta. Now we go back to more different Hilchas Erevin. Back to the Mishnah. Notice the Karmi V'la'ir. So we're back, remember the Mishnah started on Menbeis, describing how do you measure Ketz and Ma'abrin. How do you measure the Yivur Shalir? So Rabbi Meir now has another Chiddush, that your 2,000 Amos aren't only measured by a house on the edge or a ruin on the edge, but every city gets another Karpe, a field around the city, 70 and 2/3 Amos, get a field, and the 2,000 Amos start beyond that. That is Shitas Rabbi Meir. They always measure the 2,000 amos. Give a karpev to the city. Give a karpev, which is 70 and 2/3 amos, and then start measuring your tchum from outside the karpev. Dibrei b'meir. The chachamim omrim. Why do you do this? By the way, why do you want to give a karpev? So we're going to have a makor in a minute, but Rashi on the top of the next omen is Zayin Beis, says it's noi. It makes the city beautiful. So it's part of the city, so you have a nof. You have a view. And that's why it is listed there. The chachamim omrim lo amru. The chachamim say no. Lo amru karpev el bein shtei ayaros. This is not automatic, you know, you have a karpev. No, the halacha of karpev is only a specific halacha when you want to unify two cities that are near each other. If they're within a karpev of each other, they're viewed as one city. But it's not automatic. You have one city in the middle of nowhere, you give it a karpev. No, it's a specific halacha. We had this referred to once before. Lo amru karpev elevate shtei ayaros. Two cities. If this city has 70 and 2/3, this one has 70 and 2/3, and they overlap. Osa karpev shtei lios achad. So the karpev is made. This area unites them. And then let's say if you live in the east city, your tchum starts on the west side of the west city, meaning it's viewed as one big city, and the tchum is measured from the outside. That's where karpiv comes up. Also, three cities in that are mishulash. The Gemara will explain exactly in what configuration they are. The Gemara is going to talk about it. If you have three cities in proximity of each other, if the two outer cities are within 141 and a third, which is 2/70 and 2/3, if they're within that amount, the middle one makes them into one. What does that case mean? We'll get to that by the Shem a little later today. Also important, so a karpev, this halacha of karpev is different than tchum, let's say according to Rabbi Meir, or according to the Rabbanan, even between the two cities. Karpev becomes part of the city. It's more city than, let's say, the tchum outside. It's like the ibur shalir. Right? The Mishnah Nedarim says this beferish. The Mishnah Nedarim on Nun Vav says, let's say I make a neder not to get hanah from a sin. Hanoder min ha'ir. Right? The Mishnah Nedarim talk about if you know they're from everything. You know they're from the city, you know they're from this, know they're from that. If you know they're from a city, you know what the halacha is? Mutter likanes l'tchuma shalir, va'aser likanes li'ibura shalir. Says the Mishnah. You could go into the tchum of the city, it's not called the city, that's the tchum of the city. Okay, you're allowed to go there for Hilchos Shabbos. That's not the city, but the Ibura Shalir, or the Karpef, according to Rabbi Meir, that is all city. And that's why the tchum is counted from outside. So the Gemara there says, what's the mucker for Ibura Shalir? This is not an Erevin, it's here. What's the mucker that you're Ma'abra the city? So you learn it from the Pasuk in Yeshua. Yeshua, before they conquered Yericho, the end of Parakeh, so it says, Yeshua was in Yericho, and the Malach Hashem Tzvachos came to him, a very unusual conversation, doesn't say what the conversation was, just that he met the Malach Hashem, and he says, who are you for us, or for our enemy? So he says, I'm for you, okay, and the Parak, and then they conquer Yericho. Very strange. They said, take off your shoes. That was the only thing he told them. But where did they said, be Yericho? So the Mepharshim there say, the Gemara asks, what do you mean Yericho? Yericho was closed off. Sogaris and Busugaris. There was a wall around Yericho. It was about to fall down in the next parak. So they say, no, he was Be'ibur Shalir. And that's how we can still call it Be'Yericho, in Yericho. Because if it was just the Tchum, it wouldn't say that. Because the Tchum is not considered the city itself. That's the Mishnah Nedarim just talks about the difference between those two. Interesting. Who do we paskin like? Rameir or the Chachamim? Right? You give 70 and 2/3 amos, so you would have said, like I would have said, Chachamim, Rameir. Chamer the Rabbim. So the is a machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, which we'll get to even in a second. But the Tur quotes even a greater extension. Let me ask you as follows. So Rameir says you have 70 2/3 amos outside the city. Let's say there's a house within 70 2/3 amos. So what do you usually say? If there's a house there, you count the tchum from outside of there. But do you give a karpef beyond the house and then start the 2,000 amos? Says the Tur, yes. Turquoise the opinion that you start counting your karpef, if you have a karpef within, you start counting your karpef after the house, and then you have another 2,000 amos. That's what the Tur quotes. And if you look in the Karben Nisanel here, he doesn't know what's going on here. The Karben Nisanel, bottom of the Rosh, is O Samach, he says what the Tur quotes, that if you give the Shivav Shirah, you give the karpef after the city, and he says, and the Ramah paskins this way, as we'll see, Bechok's Mechaber and the Ramah, the Mechaber paskins like the Rabbanah, the Ramah paskins like Rabbi Meir. Pashas, why? Because halcha ke'erevin lahakel. It was like erevin lahakel. So says the halakh tiber meko ba'avel, says the karbonisano, v'lo yadati makar motzi ledinze. Where does the Tur get this from? That you could count the karpe beyond the city? V'ein l'kola machaber mishonim ba'achronim shizkiru dinze. Right, he can say, it's nowhere. Right, where does the Tur get this from? V'uber ritva kasa, v'lo yafilu remei, because of ritva, that sounds like even just the opposite. Etc. And then he says, "Mikol zeh nireh de'ein lismoch al harazu." Don't rely on this Tur, even though the Ramah quotes it. Ki ein shayach lomar halacha k'divrei ameko b'milsa she'ein lo raya v'gam neged hasvara. He says you can't say halacha k'divrei ameko. There's no basis. If there's an authoritative posek in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, that say this, says the Gemara Sanhedrin, then you can say halacha k'divrei ameko b'eiruv. But here, there's nobody else that says it. So anyway, just because one rabbi says the Karben Nisanel, it's the Tur. It's not just one rabbi, it's the Tur, and it's the Ramah who follows him. The Karben Nisanel still feels that he shouldn't go. So that's why he says the carpet goes to a city, not to the house. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch, the paskins, l'kula. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Sadechetz, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Shulchan Aruch the Mechaber seems to paskin like the Rabbanan. That he only quotes the Ilei of Karpef between two cities, but then V'yesh Omrim says the Rama She'ein Maschilin Limdon Miyad Min Abayis outside the city Ela Moschin Chura Pnei Rocha Ve'ir Kenegad Abayis Marchikin Misham Shem Mavish Yirayim U'Maschilin V'chein B'chol Makam Shem Odedin V'chein Nire Li Lohakel. You always add on the Shivim Ayim, Shivim Abba Vishirayim. The Bir Alacha points out that this is the Shita of the Maror Ami Rutenberg quoted in the Rush, that certain Rishonim Paskin like this, like Rabbi Meir, the Alacha Diver Mekah Ba'avel. So the Bir Alacha says, okay, I'll give you this Kula, but the extra Kula of the Tur, which the Ramah also quotes, because the Ramah says, V'chein Ma'pchol Makam Shemodim, you add on the carpet, but then you add the 2,000 Amos. The Bir Alacha says, we shouldn't go that far. You want to rely on the Kula of Rabbi Meir, Bechlau, Alacha Diver Mekah Ba'erev? Okay. But to go the next step, like the Karben Nisanel was bothered by, then he says, Sarach Ian, to rely on that Kula to go that far. But either way, the Ramah here paskins like Rabbi Meir. Ruins and houses can extend the boundary of the city. But we're talking about, do you add on the extra 70 2/3 beyond that and then start counting your tchum?
But if your boundary adds at that house, it means
But again, what do we say? The Rameir has a chiddush that you start measuring the 2,000 amos from outside this area because you want to create a nof. You create a view. It's very nice for a city to be surrounded by this karpath, by this nof. But a house doesn't need this. A 70 and 2/3 amos. This is a din in the city. It's not a din in the house. Yes, the house would be included. The tchum won't start till beyond the house. But to add on the karpath and then start the 2,000 amos beyond the city, that's the chiddush that they don't want to accept. Okay, continues the Gemara. What's the source? How do we know this? Amar Rava, we'll see who the question is on. Amar Krami Kirir Bechutza, the Torah says by the Ari Levium, again, from outside the city and outward, from the wall of the city and out. Amar Torah, Tain Chutza, V'achar Kach Medod. Give Chutza, like a carpet, give a certain amount, and then start measuring. Fine. So the Pashas of the Gemara is Minani Mili, this is explaining which Shita. She does Rabbi Meir. What's the source of Rabbi Meir? So this Bikira Bechutza. So ask the Rashba, ask the Ritva. Whenever you quote a pasuk for a certain makar, doesn't the Gemara then say, Rabbanon my, what do they do with this pasuk? That's usually what happens here. So, but here is period. So what do you say? So either they would say, no, they don't darshan anything from the pasuk, or the Rashba then quotes a Yerushalmi that, no, there's a Yerushalmi that says they also darshan the pasuk, but differently. Mikir ha'ir v'chutza. Mikir ha'ir, usually you measure the tchum from the wall of the city. Mikir ha'ir v'chutza, from that wall, then you start measuring out. It's not mikir ha'ir, comma, v'chutza, after that, but there is a chutza, but it's one statement, but they say that is what the Rabbanon would do with the pasuk. Right. Okay, they reject. Right, they put it. They have a different application. They put the karpath between two cities, but nowhere in this pasuk does it sound like it's talking about between two different cities. I think the Rashba has that suggestion. And if you want to say they want to learn their halacha from the pasuk, but nowhere in the pasuk does it say it's referring to that kind of situation where you're between two cities. Where the number 72/3 come from? Good. The next step is that, where does that number come from? Once there's a concept of starting a little bit out, chutza, so 72/3 is the amount of area of the Chatzar HaMishkan. So once you're going to, so the Rashba and the Ritva both say, once you're going to measure an area, so that's the area that is given, because that's the area of the Chatzar HaMishkan. That's why they picked that area to be chutz. So the Chum say, no, a karpev is only in between two cities. Itzmar. So we quoted Machlokas that we had a couple of days ago. Rav Huna, what's the pshat within the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say, if you have a karpev within two cities, so then all the cities are together. So what does that mean, really? Rav Huna Amar knows a karpev lose a karpev lazu. Rav Huna says it means that each city gets a karpev. So as long as the cities are within 141 and 2/3 amos of each other, so that's good enough. No, it means if there's one karpef in the middle, if there's 70 and 2/3 in the middle, not 141 and 2/3, if there's 70 and a third. So that's the question, is the Rabbanon two karpef sizes or one karpef size in between? Tanan says the Gemara, look in the Mishnah. The Rabbanon's lashon is you put a karpef, singular, between the cities. Isn't that a kasha on Rav Huna? So on the Rav Huna says, no. You know what karpef means? My karpef, Torah's karpef. Karpef means you need the general world of karpef in between, but it doesn't mean specifically one karpef. Uliarolam karpef lazu, karpef lazu. And really, it's karpef for each. And after all, Rav Huna says, look at the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah is beforish like me. Hachanami mistabra. You start reading this Gemara. You're like, what's he talking about? Chiyah barav. The Mishnah says beferish. What does the next line of the Mishnah say? Midikari seifa. Im yesh lezu shivamayim v'shirayim, or lezu shivamayim v'shirayim, or zakarpef l'shem lios echad. So it says beferish. Each one gets his own karpef. Shema minah. So that's why it's a riot to Rav Huna. So he asks the more of the obvious question. This is a very strong riot to Rav Huna. Let me tell you, Tziyuf to Chiyah Barav. It's not just a riot that we think maybe fits in. This is mamish against Chiyah Barav, because Chiyah Barav says only one karpef in between, and the Mishnah seems to say, beferish, that you get size of two karpefs. Just by the way, Tosfos here deals with Machlokas Tosfos here, and the re in this Tosfos, I made a time in the Tosfos in the back, similar to what I mentioned before. Do the Rabbanan also give you two karpef sizes? Let's say in Rav Huna, we have two karpef sizes. Let's say there's a house, 141 and 2/3 amos outside of a city. So is that house now connected because you have two karpef sizes in between or not? Tosfos assumes no. There's Rabbi Notam in the rush that seems yes. That's a discussion here. Anyway, so Lematei Tuf to the Chiyah Barav. Let's say that our Mishnah is against Chiyah Barav again, because the Mishnah says Beferish that you have two karpef sizes in between the cities, and Chiyah Barav says only one. So Amar Lecha Chiyah Barav, no. Hamani Rabbi Meir. That last line of the Mishnah is going back to Shitas Rabbi Meir in the Reisha. So one second. Rabbi Meir, he had done a reisha. I was like, Rabbi Leir, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir already said a shita. Rabbi Meir said in the reisha that you know to carve Leir. But again, look how he's go back to the Mishnah for a second. Look how he's reading the Gemara. The first line of the Mishnah, he's reading the Mishnah, does a carve Leir, did Rabbi Meir, and then the Chachamim say Lo Amr Carve Elabein Shtei Ayaros. Period. Then the next phrase Im Yesh Lazu, that's again Shita's Rabbi Meir, saying another halacha that Rabbi Meir also allows. Holds the halacha of karbif in between two cities, but unlike the Rabbanan, who say only one size karbif in between, this is within Chiyah Barav, Rav Meir would say you could even have two karbif sizes in between. So Rav Meir has two statements of the Mishnah, one regarding just stam, a karbif outside of a city, that's the Reisha, and the second part of the Mishnah where Meir is talking to say that you could have two karbif sizes in between two cities. So ask the Gemara now, Tzricha, why does the Rav Meir have to tell me both statements of the halacha that you have a karbif outside of a city, stam, and halacha that you, he also holds the halacha of karbif between two cities. So the imia he, if I would have only had the first line that you give a karpif to each city, I would have said that every city gets one karpif. And even between two cities, you only get one size karpif. No, the chiddush of Rabbi Meir and the safe is that no, each city gets its own karpif, and if those two karpifios are within, overlap each other, so that's enough to unify the city. That's the chiddush of the seifa. The yeshmin and hacha, if you would have only had the second statement of Rabbi Meir, connecting the halacha of the karpif between the two cities, mishum tedechika tashmishtayu, maybe there I would say you have to give karpifs, because as Rashi explains, you have two cities that are so close to each other. 70 and 2/3 amos, not so far. 140 feet. Or not so far from Asia, and they're so tzafuf, they're so on top of each other. So maybe there, I would say that you'd give them, you'd unify them with these karpifios. But aval hasam to lo dechika tashmishtayu, but a city in the middle of nowhere, which is already viewed as a singular, unique city, nothing near it. So who says you have to give a karpif to that city? So Amalo, who do they have to give a karpif? Oh, in the other case, you want to view them as two because they're so close to each other. And they're tzafuf and they're going to be using this area. But a city in the middle of nowhere, no, you don't need to have to give it a nof, its own nof. It's alone by itself. It doesn't have to have extra views. So Tzricha, that's why you have to say the statement even in the first part of the Mishnah. Okay. Period. Tznan. Another, again, we're going to relate. We have Machlokas, Rav Huna, and Chiyabar. Rav, right? Chiyah Barav, Rav Huna and Chiyah Barav. We have the machlokes about according to the Rabbanan, do you give one size karpif or two karpios between the two cities? So Tanan, let's quote the end of our Mishnah. V'chein shlosha karam hamushulashim. Let's say you have three cities. The Havamina is three cities in a row. Let's say you have three cities in a row. Im yesh bein shnayim hachisone meyav arbaim v'achas am avishlish. So the Mishnah says if between the two outer cities there are 141 and a third amos, oseh em sa'iz eshlosha liyos echad. So the middle one brings them all together. So says the Gemara, taimadikem soy. If that's the pshat of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah sounds like only because you have the city in the middle, can you bring them all together? Halekam soylo. But it sounds like without that middle city, even though they'd be within 141 and a third amos of each other, you wouldn't be able to unify them, to unite them. It sounds like only because the middle city is there. Tiyuv to the Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna says only one karpif between two cities, but this, I'm sorry, Rav Huna says even two karpifios between two cities is allowed, and from our Mishnah, there's a diuk that no, that size is not good enough, you need the city in the middle. So Amalach Rav Huna, no. Ha'inmar Allah, No, you misunderstood the Mishnah. Lo mishalosh and mamish. We're not talking about a case where there are three in a row. Ella, Rowan. So I'm in a case of Rowan, which means that really the cities are in a triangle. Right? Rashi quotes, you see the little three little dots on the side. Right? There's a city north and two cities next to each other. So it's a halacha of Rowan. That kol she'ilu matilam soy beinam hayu mishloshin bein bein zela ze ela kufem ama v'chachas v'shlish asem soy shloshin liyos ke'echad. Let's say the two bottom cities that are in a straight line to each other, they're far away from each other, more than 141 amos. But if you'd take the city in the north and slap it down and put it in between these two cities, then according to the way Rashi and Tosfos read the Gemara, as long as there's 141 amos in between each outer city to the middle city, then all three cities could be viewed as one big city. And even if you live in the east city, you could start your 2,000 amos to the west on the other side of the westernmost city. That's the halacha of Rowan. That's the case of the Mishnah. That is as if you view that. Again, it's a kula of Tchum Shabbos. Like, what are we doing this for? But the Alano, it's the halach, again, another kula of Tchumin, according to Moses, is the Rabbanan. So, a lot of coolers when it comes to Tchumin, because again, it's the Rabbanan made up the whole idea. So this is the Masorah that they have to have these coolers. So that's what it means. There's no Raya. But Two Cities still says Rav Huna would be able to have 141 and two-thirds Amos. So, Amalei Rav Ala Abaya, Kama Yehe Ben Chitzel Lehem Sa'i. So, is there any distance? What's the maximum that one of the bottom cities has to be distant to the upper city that you're going to throw down in between them? Is there any distance maximum? So Amalei Apayim Amos, yeah, 2,000 Amos at most. 2,000 Amos at most, if the two bottom cities each have to be within 2,000 Amos of the upper city. I v'ha'atu da'amrit, but didn't we have a different halacha related to the Keshes Kavara, if you remember that? Kavasi d'rava b'rei d'rava barafuna mistavar d'amar yosom e'alpayim Amah. Right, even, remember the Keshes, if the two bottom parts of the Keshes, of the bow, even if they're more than 2,000 Amos away from each other, I'm sorry, the other way, if the inside of the bow, and you go straight out towards the imaginary line you're going to draw, even if that's more than 2,000 Amos, it's still okay. So why here do you have a limit of 2,000 Amos? Says the Gemara, no, Hachi Hashto. Remember what the Gemara said? Hasam ikabatim. Over there, why did you allow more than 2,000 Amos? Because theoretically, you could walk through all the houses of the city around and go to the edge and be right near the edge. So that's why it was allowed. But Hachalek Abatim, here you don't have any houses to be able to walk through. It's in the middle of nowhere, and you want to walk straight there through the desert. So that's why you have a limit of 2,000 Amos. Is there a maximum between the two outer cities? You're going to shoot this one down, so as long as you have each, the outer to the middle is 141 Amos. But is there a maximum between the two outer cities? So the Gemara says, Kama Yehei, whatever you want. As much as you want. What's the difference? Even if it's 4,000 Amos, the outer ones away from each other. So I'm like, yeah, even 4,000 Amos. Another question from a few days ago. You have the Keshes case. But we said the two edges of the Keshes, right, with the bottom of the horseshoe, we said those two edges have to be within 4,000 Amos of each other, right, so that the Tchumin overlap. So why here all of a sudden do we say it could be within very far, even more than 4,000 Amos? So again, the Gemara says, Amalei, Hasam Lekalamir Mali. There, you're not filling the space with anything. There's no rowing that you're filling the space with. So that's why it's going to remain more than 4,000 Amos. That's why there's a limit. Hacha ikala meramali. But here you're filling it with the other city. So once you bring down the other city, as long as this, it meets the requirements of, right, 141 and two-thirds Amos in between the outer to the middle, then it would still be okay. Fine. Amalei, let's finish up. Amalei, Rav Safra L'Rava, Hare B'nei Akistophon, the Mashkin and L'Chutchumame, Agisa, the Ardashar. There were two cities, Akistophon and Ardashar. The people from Akistophon measured their Tchum on the other side of Ardashar, meaning they considered themselves one city. U'B'nei the Ardashar, Mashkin and L'Chutchumame, Agisa, the Akistophon. And the people from Ardashar measured on the other side of Akistophon, meaning they considered themselves one big happy city. Ask the Gemara Vahika, Diglas, but there's a big river, the Diglas, the Tigris River, the Mifska, Yeser, Mimei, Abarbon, Vachvashlish. Doesn't this big river go in between so the two cities are separated by too large of an amount to be considered one city? So the Gemara says, no, nafak. Rava took Rav Safra out. Achvilei, he showed him. Hanoch atmahasa deshura. Right, atmahasa deshura, you see on the side, it says, Yerecho shelchoma. Old broken walls. There was some old relics of walls that used to surround the cities that were under the water in the river at intervals less than 70 and two-thirds Amos from each other. There's a picture of this if you want to look in the picture book, but Lamaisa means there wasn't 70 and two-thirds Amos. I'm sure, is there a picture here? No, I thought there was a, maybe in the in some other somebody Chavrusa had something, but anyway, if you picture it, if you have a river in between and you have these walls underneath the river less than 72,000 Amos from the city and within 72,000 Amos from each other, so there was never a break of so much. So the question was wrong. Yes, it looks like they're too far away, but you have these extra walls, these broken walls that were hidden there that still have chashivas to the walls. So that's why demivli bediglas ba'ayin am b'vashirayin. That is muvla that is swallowed up in the diglas in the river, and they're all within 72,000 Amos of each other. So that's why it all could be considered one big city. Okay, tomorrow by the Shem we start discussing how do you measure? How do you measure the Tchum? We had this a little bit, you use a rope. How do you measure mountains? How do you measure valleys? That's the Mekadrin Baharim that we had, but that's by the Shem tomorrow. Okay, today's Shem was Yitzchak Ben Peretz.